That's KBOO at the Clinton, with the U.S. versus John Lennon on Thursday, October 9th at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
And it is 11 a.m. You do have it tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming up and standing by is Health Watch with host Dr. David Naiman. And that will be followed at 11:30 by Madness Radio with host Will Hall. He speaks with Dinah Tyler, who survived a psychotic break and bipolar diagnosis, toxic over-medication and hospital sexual assault, and a vision of the meaning of life. So she's the co-director of the San Francisco Bay Area Mandela Project, a vision of a new humane and spiritual system of mental health care. But right now, we have Health Watch. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Lent's International Farmers Market, a program of Zengu Farm, every Sunday through October at Southeast 92nd and Foster from 10 to 3. Lent's Farmers Market offers the Food Scouts Farmers Market Club for kids, a community table, cooking demonstrations, and live music. More at lentsfarmersmarket.org.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. What if the seemingly unrelated symptoms of chronic pain and depression actually had a single neurologic basis? Today's guest, Dr. Gary Kaplan, asserts this is so. Dr. Kaplan is a pioneer of integrative medicine and one of just 19 physicians board certified both in family medicine and pain medicine. He's a professor at Georgetown University, director of the Kaplan Center for Integrative Medicine, a consultant to the National Institutes of Health, and an advisor for Health and Human Services on Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. He joins us on Health Watch today to talk about his book, Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression, a book that shows how addressing inflammation at its source, the brain, can help with conditions as varied as fibromyalgia, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, osteoarthritis, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Welcome to Health Watch, Dr. Gary Kaplan.
Dr. Naiman, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, let's start with the common origin theory in total recovery, that pain and emotion can be signs of the same thing. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
So we have over 100 million people in this country suffering with chronic pain. We have over 38 million people suffering with depression, anxiety disorders, and post-traumatic stress syndrome. And we do a miserable job of treating these conditions. If you look at the statistics, basically if you have either of these conditions alone, you have about a 50% chance at best of recovery. If you have both these conditions together, and that exists in somewhere between 60 to 65% of people that is suffering with chronic pain and a condition such as anxiety disorders or depression, then your chances of recovery drop to as little as 10%. And the reason this occurs is because we don't understand what the origin of these problems are. In fact, the research tells us what the answer is. And the answer is that these are not diseases, but rather they're symptoms. They're symptoms of inflammation in the central nervous system. And the inflammation is mediated by small cells in the central nervous system, or part of our innate immune system, called the microglia. So if we understand what can potentially cause the microglia to become inflammatory and do damage to the brain, then we can begin to understand how to legitimately treat these conditions and treat them for full recovery.
Well, what's really one of the more fascinating parts about total recovery was the notion that traumas, both physical and emotional traumas, are cumulative, that if we've had an event, physical or emotional, earlier in our lives, that could set us up or predispose us to having a more chronic outcome from some later event that happens that we might not associate with each other. Can you talk about the cumulative effect of trauma?
Absolutely, and this is an extremely important point. When the brain, anything that damages nerve tissue, okay, can potentially set us up for inflammatory responses, and they can remain in the system. So inflammation can be caused by long-term stress. Now, it can be severe stress, such as childhood abuse, but it can also be long-term stress, such as being in extremely stressful situations under a work condition. And bullying, for that matter. Studies have demonstrated that all of these cause destruction of neuronal tissue, and that sets off an inflammatory reaction. Now, in some people, this can smolder. What's supposed to happen normally is when the situation is finished, the brain goes back to a resting state and reparative state. But in some people, that doesn't happen, and it continues to smolder, and it waits for the next assault. So an example I can give you is a woman that I saw who was in her 30s. When she was 18 years old, she was involved in a car accident, developed a whiplash injury, and subsequent to that developed fibromyalgia, this kind of generalized pain that she has all over her body. She saw a number of physicians and wasn't able to get any resolution of the problem. When I talked with her, I wanted to find out the totality of her story and see if there were any things that had happened prior to this accident. And in fact, as we got more detailed history out of her, we found that she was having sleep disturbances. And when I asked her about the sleep disturbances, in terms of when they had started, she said, well, she's had them all her life. And I said, well, truly all your life? And she said, well, no, it started sometime around 10 or 11, and then she paused and she started to cry. And what came out in that conversation was that she had been raped when she was 11 years old, and she had never told anybody about this. And this woman has been suffering with post-traumatic stress syndrome. So that was the setup. And no matter how much you did trying to treat her neck pain and her generalized fibromyalgia, you were never going to get to the solution until you understood what had happened to her when she was 11. When we treated that, when we addressed that with psychotherapy and trauma therapy, and then subsequently addressed the mechanical issues in her neck and her back, we were able to get complete resolution of her pain. So we have to understand that these problems are cumulative, and it's the tip of the iceberg. What is it that's happened underneath all of this stuff that eventually now shows up as pain or shows up as depression? And until we understand what's underneath the waters of that iceberg and what's at the basis of it, we're not going to be able to get a solution.
Well, Dr. Kaplan, we're going to invite Jenka and Justin into the studio so people can find out how they can get a copy of Total Recovery, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
Yes, and you can do that. Thank you so much, David. We are listening to Health Watch right now, and we're asking you to become involved, to start a modest monthly contribution by calling toll-free 877-500-5266. If you could do that at $5 a month at least, we can send you a copy of Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of a Chronic Pain. Minimum $60 gift, that's $5 a month. Maybe you know people in your life who are suffering from chronic pain. You could do maybe $10 a month, and we'll send you two copies, and you could give one as a gift. Please call right now and introduce yourself. 877-500-5266.
Yes, this is the station. We go under the waters of the iceberg, as we were just hearing about. We really dig deep into these issues, and don't hold back. You hear David Naiman on almost every week, bringing you health tips that really are unique. And it's hard to get good information about your health, but David Naiman is here providing this as a doctor and as someone who brings in these experts to talk about these different issues. Fibromyalgia is one that you really don't get to hear about too much, but here at KBOO we give that space and we give you the opportunity to learn about ways to address, ways to take charge of your own health, ways to take charge of your own life. This is the radio station that empowers you, unlike the sensationalized panic reporting on CNN, where right now they're combining the Ebola and ISIS threat into the mega threat that's coming to get you. We here, as opposed to keeping people in fear, are keeping people informed. We are here listening to you, and you are listening to us. This is an ecosystem where we both give and take in order to provide the information that you need in order to empower yourself.
I think it would be great if we could have eight people starting that modest $5 a month contribution at 877-500-5266. That would get us very close to Dr. Naiman's goal of $500 this hour. It's incredible. incredibly doable. And one of the things I was thinking about just there is this notion that what you are receiving in exchange for your gift, even if you give nothing at all, what you are receiving is this empowerment. You are getting information that makes a real difference, and no one else is bringing it to you. You went onto the right side of the dial, and you found terrorism, Ebola, corporation terrorism, Ebola. All of these things find an antidote here, and that's what we're asking you to support. It doesn't have to break your bank, and it's not going to take all day for you. It's a very simple contribution. And what you're doing is you're saying thank you to our ambassadors. David Naaman is working tirelessly to bring you information that will help improve your life, your family's life. It's about having less pain. It's about eating better. And it so goes along well with our notion about environmental impact and where we take our food. All that is happening, and it's not happening anyplace else. It's happening right here. You can do that online at KBOO.FM while we're about to hand it back to Dr. David Naaman and Health Watch, or you can call up and introduce yourself toll free 877-500-KBOO.
We're back with Dr. Gary Kaplan, the author of Total Recovery: Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression. And it looks like we don't actually have him on the line. So I'll just take this as a moment to suggest this is a good time to support Health Watch, to support alternative natural medical approaches to various diseases on the radio dial, something that you're not going to hear anywhere else. So you can call here at 877-500-5266. If you make a pledge at a certain level, you can get Total Recovery: Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression as a thank you gift. And you can also show your support that you want to hear this sort of material on your radio station. Both local naturopaths and acupuncturists and chiropractors and herbalists to nationally known people like Dr. Gary Kaplan, Michael Pollan, Francis Moore LePay, Sandra Steingraber. These are all people that come on, share their wealth of information, particularly at a time when access to healthcare and access to medical information is harder and harder for people. This is a place people can come and find out resources for themselves and for their family members and friends. And it's 1-877-500-5266. And you can get a copy of Total Recovery. It looks like we have Dr. Gary Kaplan back on. Dr. Kaplan, are
you there? I am back.
You are back. Okay, great. So we were talking about the connection between pain and chronic depression and them coming from a common source of inflammation in the brain. So why is going with a primarily pharmaceutical approach of pain relievers and antidepressants not the right approach to do to solve this conundrum for people who have a chronic pain that isn't going away?
Well, first off, there may be a use for the antidepressants and for the pain relievers, but really what we want to do is get to the source. We'd like to get to what it is that's causing the problem for these individuals rather than just treating the symptom. And so when we use most of these medications, we're aimed at treating symptoms. We're not actually trying to understand how they got sick and why they stay sick, and what, more importantly, what we can do to get them better. So as opposed to keeping people on medications for the rest of their lives, it would be much better to understand what the underlying cause of the problem is, to actually treat the cause that that results in the symptoms of depression and pain.
And so when we're talking the cause being brain inflammation, how do we start there? What in conventional medicine, most people aren't really looking at inflammation in the brain as a root cause of this. So where do you begin with your patients who are coming in? Maybe they have more pain than most people would expect for their condition, or their pain isn't resolving when people think it should, or similarly, they have a depression that's not responsive to medications. Where do you begin?
Well, first and foremost, as you well know, we start with a history, and we need to spend the time to actually take the history. So we spend upwards of 2 hours with people trying to understand when things began. And the first question I ask people is, you were in excellent health until when? And the first thing they do is they lie to me. They don't mean to, but what they do is they say, oh, it started 4 years ago, December 14th, when I had this car accident. And then when you get the history, you go, well, I've had migraines since they were 12 years old. They've grew up in an abusive family situation, or they were exposed to mold in an old house that they had lived in that had water damage. So what we do is we try and put together a complete picture. And one of the things we've done on our website is allowed people, there's a free timeline that you can download that'll help you put in perspective different events in your life and different times when you got sick and didn't maybe quite recover from everything, but just put up with the symptoms that continued on. So we have to first off get a complete picture. Now, the other thing is, since we understand that inflammation in the central nervous system is the problem, then we look at the things that potentially cause inflammation. We've already talked about psychological traumas, but also physical traumas, such as concussions, something we need to get in the history. But things that most people don't think about are things like sleep apnea. That causes a loss of oxygen to the brain. It affects about 5% of the population, and only about 15% of the people in the country who have sleep apnea have been identified. So the overwhelming number of people who have sleep apnea still haven't been identified. So if you're snoring, you're not getting restorative sleep, and you're finding yourself sleepy during the day, you may want to consider that as a possibility. Other things that we know cause inflammation in the central nervous system are exposure to toxins such as heavy metals, lead, and mercury, things such as exposure to other toxins and mycotoxins, so toxins produced by molds. And so being able to test for those and find out if you grew up or have been exposed to a water-damaged building where there's potentially black mold growing. And so it's a matter of walking through all of the things that have potentially caused the inflammation. Infections, in this part of the country, Lyme disease is a very significant problem, and the co-infections of Lyme, but also chronic Epstein-Barr infections can sometimes be a cause. So by understanding, and this is what I go through in the book, all the different things that can potentially set off the inflammation in the brain, we can begin to understand what to go look for and then how to go about treating it. Other things such as gluten intolerance, 6% of the population has gluten intolerance. And those people can have symptoms as varied from severe migraines and depression and anxiety disorders to mild digestive disorders such as bloating and gas.
It was interesting, actually, in Total Recovery, the section you had called food-induced panic, the idea that there are foods, and in this case, some people with gluten intolerance, that can cause anxiety.
Yeah, Dr. Naiman, you're absolutely correct. So gluten is one big one, but there's lots of other foods that people can be sensitive to. And if you get bacterial overgrowth in your gut, you can end up producing chemicals that are actually toxins to the brain also and can produce symptoms as severe as autism. And so in those circumstances, if we can identify those chemicals in the gut, then we can treat them and actually get resolution of the problem.
So in terms of diet and inflammation, is there a general sort of dietary guideline you follow for lowering inflammation? I know there's a lot of debate around low fat versus low carbohydrate, and I have guests that come on all the time with contradictory information about proper nutrition. What approach do you take for lowering an inflammatory burden with diet?
So that's an excellent question, and it's a challenging one. One of the things, we do things fairly simply. So what I do is I have people start on a diet for a month of rice, fish, chicken, fresh fruits, and vegetables. And what that does is it eliminates the major allergens, which are soy, gluten, milk and milk products, and eggs and nuts. And so we pull all of that out of the diet, and then we say, okay, how do you feel while you're on this diet? And we also have people keep a diary so that they're paying attention to if they're eating other foods such as corn. I had a woman who was allergic to blueberries, if they're having other foods that they find that they're sensitive to. And what happens is once we clear the deck from the big things, you can frequently start noticing the little things and start seeing where you have your sensitivities. The reason I've talked about a number of times about red meat. The thing about red meat is that if it's grass-fed without hormones and without antibiotics, it's probably fine to keep in the diet. But it's very hard to find that kind of beef, and so that's why we pull it out of that list.
And what about antibiotics in general? You mentioned bacterial overgrowth as it potentially relates to mood disorders. Do people need to be concerned about antibiotics and the frequency of use of antibiotics with regards to chronic pain and depression?
I think you're absolutely correct. We way overutilize antibiotics, and we need to be very thoughtful about when we're using them and why we're using them. And we also need to be very careful about protecting the gut whenever we're using antibiotics. So anytime anybody's using antibiotics, I think they should be on probiotics. I think we need to pay attention to whether or not symptoms develop after they've been on antibiotics, such as bloating or gas or loose stools, so that we can be attentive to the fact if we've done damage to the gut. Now, for the most part, short courses of antibiotics, people repair from quickly. But, again, you want to make sure that you haven't done damage by taking too many antibiotics, because that can certainly set you up for problems.
Well, Dr. Kaplan, we're going to invite Justin and Jenka back into the studio, and we'll be back again to talk to you one last time about total recovery.
Thank you so much, Justin, here with Jenka, and we are briefly interrupting Health Watch to invite you, dear listeners, to get involved and make sure that your membership is current. Please consider starting a small monthly sustaining contribution right now by calling 877-500-5266. You know, there are other things that cause inflammation of the brain, or perhaps a shrinking of the brain. Fox News, shrieking heads, this leads to a shrinking of the brain. KBOO is an antidote, and we have been an antidote for over 24 million commercial-free minutes. And you know, last time I was thinking about a wonderful sign that used to hang in our lobby. It was a quote by James Madison, who said that a people who mean to be their own government require the power that knowledge provides. And the absence of that knowledge is a prelude to a farce or a tragedy or both. And I've always felt that that covers an essential component of the KBOO mission. That is to provide the power that knowledge brings, whether that's the health of your body, the health of your community, or the health of the planet. And I think that is a worthy reason to start or renew your sustaining contribution right now. Toll free, 877-500-5266.
You know, we've only got a few minutes left in Health Watch, and I want to hear from the supporters of this show, people who listen and really get this information. You hear so many things on Health Watch week after week. Dr. David Naiman brings you these experts, like the Bone Health Guide that was recently on, the Chronic Cough Enigma, Going Wild, Missing Microbes, how the overuse of antibiotics is fueling our modern plagues, and of course today, Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain. If that's something that you want to add to your library, share with a loved one, or give it away to someone who you know may appreciate that, call right now with your pledge of support. Give $5 a month and get this Total Recovery book as an added bonus. And $5 a month is really, really easy to do. You set it up. Even if you're on a fixed income, you could probably budget $5 a month for your community radio station. 877-500-5266. Support David Naiman, the program that he puts together every week, and support your own health, really, when you support this show.
It's a perfect example that when you're giving to KBOO, you're not giving to us, but you are placing this money into a trust to benefit yourself and everyone. And it's a perfect little metaphor. You make a small contribution, or even if you don't, you're listening to this signal and the valuable work that Dr. Naiman has been doing for years and years and years, and you benefit from it, and the community benefits from having it. And I understand there are a lot of organizations that are fighting for a few of your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes, but if you could only support one of those organizations, what kind of organization would it be? Would it bring you direct information to impact your own personal health, the well-being of the region and the world? Would it have withstood the test of time, over 24 million commercial-free minutes? Would it serve as an electronic bulletin board for all the different kinds of social change activism that's going on locally and internationally? Would it invite your participation at every level of the organization, from answering the phones in the lobby to running for the board and setting policy for the entire organization? Would it have a music library of over 50,000 CDs, over 30,000 LPs? In short, my friends, would it be KBOO? Please say yes right now. The amount of money that you choose to give is not as important as that you stand up and be counted, that you vote with a few of your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes right now. Online at KBOO.FM or toll-free by phone, 877-500-5000. 5266.
We really want to make this $500 goal in the next 5 minutes, and I know that we can do it with your support. We want to thank people who gave online: Art from Portland, Marcus from Vancouver, Eric from Corvallis. We want you to be the one that we thank next. We want you to be a part of this. And you know, even if you are not someone who suffers from chronic pain or depression, this book is really intriguing. It talks about how we're looking at disease all wrong, that chronic physical and emotional pain are actually two sides of the same coin. Really, really interesting stuff, cutting edge research. That could be yours for a $5 a month contribution to KBOO. And do call now and support your community radio station, support yourself and this university on the airwaves. 877-500-5266. We're going to go back to David Naiman for the last few minutes of this show, but we want to reach that $500 goal in the next 5 minutes. I know we can do it. You can be the one. You could be the radio hero right now. Call right now. 877-500-5266.
We're talking today to Dr. Gary Kaplan, the author of Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression. Dr. Kaplan, in our last minutes today, maybe we can talk about some of the medicines or supplements that you generally recommend to people who are suffering from chronic pain and depression in terms as a both preventative and restorative.
Excellent question. And there's a wide range of things that you can do. Curcumin is particularly effective as an anti-inflammatory, both in simple things like osteoarthritis in the periphery, but also it's shown in a couple of studies to down-regulate inflammation in the central nervous system. So using turmeric. Another is the use of omega-3s. We don't get enough fish oils in our diet, and typically I recommend that people take 1.5 grams a day of a good omega-3 supplement. Vitamin D. The microglia are part of the innate immune system of the body. The innate immune system requires vitamin D to function properly. We have close to 80% of the population are vitamin D deficient in this country. And so taking a vitamin D supplement, though I recommend that you get your vitamin D level checked first and see what the level is. Basically, we're shooting for a level of about 50 to 60, I believe, is ideal on the test. And so you'll adjust your supplement accordingly. But obviously, the other way to get vitamin D is get out in the sunlight for about a half hour a day, exposure to your arms and legs, head and neck. So those are the main ones. And then other things such as use of CoQ10, which is an antioxidant, can also be very beneficial for people. And then we want to get specific in terms of what's going on with somebody's life and what they need. Magnesium is frequently deficient in many, many people, and so taking a good magnesium supplement can be beneficial. The list goes on, and so individualize it.
And what about, Dr. Kaplan, exercise, something that's difficult in a population of people suffering from chronic pain to know the best way to get people to move and exercise?
So exercise is extremely important. It's shown to actually reduce inflammation in the brain and to regenerate nerve cells in the brain. And so any kind of aerobic exercise that we can get somebody involved in. One of the things we tell people is, you know, we can't always get rid of pain, all right, but we can get rid of suffering. So while pain may not be an option, suffering is. And so getting people to engage in life to the fullest extent that they possibly can, and that means being able to be present with family members and loved ones, being able to do things that are meaningful to you and allowing you to contribute. And so exercise is one of the things, in terms of keeping you moving, allows you to keep active in your life. And you have to adjust that according to the level of ability that you have. And the other piece of this is, of course, paying attention to what your needs are, making sure you're getting adequate sleep. Meditation is absolutely brilliant in terms of regeneration for nerves. We know that meditation improves resilience. We know that meditation actually causes regrowth of neuronal tissue in the brain. And so a regular meditation practice should be part of everybody's lifestyle.
So, Dr. Kaplan, unfortunately, we don't have much more time, but perhaps you want to mention your website in case people wanted to check out the book and your practice.
Well, thank you. The website is Kaplan Clinic, KAPLAN clinic.com. And there's a lot of educational information that's all free on the website. You can subscribe to our newsletter if you'd like to, and that's also free. So our objective is to get a lot of health information out to people, and we want to do it in as accessible a manner as possible. We have a lot of people who do conferences and lectures for us, and we have their lectures on podcast available on the website. And all of this is free. So KaplanClinic.com, I'd invite you to take a look at the website and please make use of the educational material that's there.
Thanks for being on Health Watch today, Dr. Kaplan.
Dr. Damon, thank you very much for having me.
We're talking today to Dr. Gary Kaplan about Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression.
Is proud to co-sponsor the Friends of Jordan 5K and Kids Run, Saturday, October 11th at 9 a.m. Friends of Jordan is an organization that provides support for families as they go through the trials of serious childhood illness. This fun run and walk will raise funds for Adult in Reno, a 22-month-old from Salem. Again, that's the Friends of Jordan 5K and Kids Run on Saturday, October 11th at 9 a.m. at Forest Grove High School, 1401 Nichols Lane in Forest Grove. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the home page under Community Events.
What does it mean to be called crazy in a crazy world? Listen to Madness Radio, Voices and Visions from Outside Mental Health, sponsored by peer-run support communities Freedom Center, The Icarus Project, and Portland Hearing Voices. Madness Radio can be heard on FM stations on the Pacifica Radio Network and is online at kboo.fm/madnessradio. Welcome to Madness Radio. This is your host, Will Hall. Today, my guest is Dina Tyler. Dina is the survivor of a diagnosis of bipolar and psychosis. She's the co-founder of the Bay Area